Civic Federation is releasing a report that analyzes Governor Quinn's proposed 2015 budget, and we are not able to support his budget because although he calls for the continuation of the temporary income tax increase, instead of using that revenue to pay down the $5.4 billion in unpaid bills, his budget calls for significant new spending, including over $1 billion to pay for a grant program, a new grant program, a $1.3 billion homeowners grant program that replaces the state's earlier property tax credit on individual income taxes. That $1.3 billion would be better spent on paying down the $5.4 billion in unpaid bills that the state dragged in from last year. The state is also, in order to, under the governor's proposed budget, borrowing from other funds and going to have to pay interest on those funds just to keep the level of spending going beyond which, even after the tax increase is made permanent, Illinois is going to receive. So we do not support the governor's budget. We are urging the General Assembly to oppose the budget and come up with a plan that if you're going to continue the temporary income tax increase in any fashion, all of the new revenue should be aimed at paying down the unpaid bills, the $5.4 billion in unpaid bills, and then focusing on stabilizing the state's financial situation. If there is additional money available after that point, it should look seriously at helping the city of Chicago and the suburban and downstate government, local governments, which are facing their own financial crisis, much of which is being driven by the past General Assembly's granting of excessive pension benefits and statutory underfunding schemes for Chicago and many other communities. The state and the city of Chicago are in very difficult financial times. We do not have the money to be giving special grant programs to Illinois income taxpayers who happen to own property. It's not a property tax relief program. It's not tied at addressing the core problems of property taxes, and it doesn't help local governments deal with the pressure to needing to increase their property taxes to fund the mandates of the state of Illinois.
And in your view, do you think the governor is, you know, proposing this $500 rebate, you know, is it political?
It's hard to understand what the motivation of this grant program is, because if your aim was to reduce property taxes, the best way to do that would be for the state of Illinois, if it was going to make its temporary income tax increase permanent, to share the traditional 10% with the local government distribution fund. That is the 10% of all other income tax receipts up until the temporary income tax was passed that went to local governments. So if you wanted to help and avoid the city of Chicago or Springfield or any of the other municipalities, Rockford, that are facing enormous financial pressure, you would give the money directly from the income tax to those governments. If you wanted to provide property tax relief, you would not abandon the current program that provides a 5% credit based on your how much you paid in property taxes that the state currently provides. This proposal replaces the tie-in to the property taxes with just saying that if you pay income taxes in Illinois and own property for which you would pay property taxes, regardless of how much income you have, regardless of how big your property tax bill is, the state's going to give you a $500 grant. It's an inefficient and expensive way to operate a grant program, and it does not have the compelling justification that this $5.4 billion in unpaid bills has. If we could get our unpaid bills brought down to a more reasonable level, the bond markets would have more confidence in Illinois. Illinois could receive a credit upgrade, potentially, and the cost of borrowing for the state and the cost of operating state government would be improved.
But that's not the only reason the Civic Federation is opposed to the $500 property tax rebate, correct?
I mean, there are two other things related to this grant program. One, because it is a grant and not tied to people's property taxes paid or the amount of income taxes that they pay, it's actually going to be taxable income, potentially, for both federal and state taxes. So people will get a $500 grant for which they're going to have to pay federal income tax on it and state income tax. And in exchange for that, that's being funded by an increase in the state income tax rate. So anybody who has more than $40,000 worth of income is going to be paying more in income tax than the value of the grant that they're going to receive. And anyone who has a property tax bill of more than $10,000 is going to basically be receiving less under this new program than they would have received under the earlier program.
Do you guys have a recommendation for how fast the backlog of bills should be paid down?
Yes, the backlog of unpaid bills, which have been going on now for more than 6 years, needs to be paid down in an expedited fashion. And the best way to do that is, as the governor said in his budget address, would be to set spending limits on the state of Illinois appropriations. Unfortunately, the governor said he was for spending limits for the General Assembly, but he didn't identify what those spending limits would be. The Civic Federation believes that over the course of 3 to 4 years, you could totally eliminate the $5.4 billion and still help local governments if you were willing to eliminate the exemption on retirement income and if you allowed for the temporary income tax to continue for 1 year and then begin ratcheting it down over 3 years. But you would have to, as our proposal laid out, limit the rate of growth of agency appropriations to this consumer price index or the rate of inflation. Some modest growth, but not one that is unrestrained. And that's the problem with the governor's budget. It's a problem with what continues to go on in Springfield, is that there is a lot of pressure to spend more and more and very little recognition for the unpaid bills and the limited revenues that the state of Illinois has. If we don't stabilize this government, if we don't get rid of the $5.4 billion in unpaid bills much faster than the governor is proposing, the governor would have us in 4 years, in 2019, still having $2 billion in unpaid bills after you made the temporary income tax permanent.